From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up on the 12th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, we'll look at the long fight over rebuilding at Ground Zero.
But first, in the Syrian conflict, the New York Times is reporting that a UN human rights panel has detailed evidence of what it says are war crimes and crimes against humanity committed by both pro-government forces and, to a lesser extent, anti-government rebels. This comes as Secretary of State John Kerry will be in Geneva tomorrow. He's set to meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss Russia's proposal to deal with Syria's chemical weapons. The meeting is the next critical step in this quickly evolving crisis. So let's turn now to someone who's negotiated with the Russians before. Jack Matlock was U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union from 1987 to 1991 when he helped negotiate the end of the Cold War. Ambassador, thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
Well, the president laid out his reasoning for action in Syria last night and for diplomacy. What did you make of his speech?
I think he took the right position, we have to give diplomacy a try. And I'm not one who is extraordinarily skeptical, because I believe that the Russians have a real interest in solving this without an American strike. And therefore, I hope that our negotiations will go forward promptly and see what can be done.
So you think the Russians have a real interest in solving this? Why?
Well, because, look, they are members of the Chemical Weapons Convention. They have destroyed most of theirs, as we have. Why in the world would they want one of their proteges using these weapons? It is... a very embarrassing point to them, and of course they have real interest in bringing this under control and getting the sort of agreement we're talking about.
That said, the president did not take the military option off the table at all last night. And in fact, the White House has been saying that it's because of the threat of a U.S. military strike that we've even reached the point of serious negotiation.
Well, that is entirely possible. To emphasize it publicly may be useful politically. It is not that useful in your diplomacy. They don't want us to get credit for this. And if we really want the right result, we're going to have to be prepared to give them some of the credit if they help solve it. And unfortunately, the relationship has gotten so emotional on both sides that you have many of the emotions of the Cold War without the fundamental basis for it. And this is most unfortunate. So I think it is the task of our diplomacy and their diplomacy to revert to finding a way that meets the national interests of both sides, which is to bring these things under control without the military intervention, particularly the unilateral military intervention of the United States.
Well, tell us more about that, because the U.S. team is led by U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power. She's never been in this kind of negotiation, you know, least of all with Russia. So what should be her most important goal?
The trick of negotiation, and it's not just for the ambassador, but for the president and the secretary of state, is to convey clearly what our goal is, which is to make sure these things aren't used again. I think our explicit goal should not be, to remove Assad. That may be your judgment that that has to happen, but that shouldn't be a public goal. The Russians also want to bring them under control. Now, they don't want us to get a lot of credit for that, and we don't want them to get a lot of credit for that. And it's the task of diplomacy to diffuse these emotional issues and really go after something practical.
Ambassador Matlock, I just want to reiterate for listeners that you sat across the table from the then Soviet negotiators to help negotiate the end of the Cold War when arguably the stakes were very, very much higher. So help us understand about how the Russians might approach these current negotiations with the United States.
Well, you know, we preceded our negotiations with a consistent effort to define areas of common interest. And then we stopped making public demands on them. But if we had ideas to solve things, we would go in privately. It was a matter of shifting to diplomacy rather than sort of public accusations back and forth. It took a few years, but not many. And it also took an interlocutor in Mikhail Gorbachev that made it work.
But finding a common interest, it seems like it's going to be very, very difficult in this case because, for example, Russia has rejected France's proposal because it invokes Chapter 7, which authorizes the use of force if Syria doesn't comply. I don't see the United States, you know, taking the use of force off the table here. So how do we handle this first immediate hurdle?
I don't think you take it off the table. I think you still go ahead and get them committed to what the Syrians should do. They are going to be very, very wary about that sort of clause in advance because of Libya. I don't have time to explain, but they feel that, you know, they gave us an inch and we took a mile. So it seems to me it would be nice to have that, but we can make progress without it. There's nothing tying our hands in reasserting it later and explaining why.
Jack Matlock was the U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union from 1987 to 1991 when he helped negotiate the end of the Cold War. Ambassador Matlock, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.